A network of nonprofits, government agencies, and private sector recycling companies are working to clean up junk and electronic waste that's been accumulating for decades in remote communities around Alaska. Federal funding for the project is scheduled to run out in 2020. KUAC's Tim Ellis reports on the efforts.
Pretty much every community in Alaska struggles to get rid of junk like worn-out cars, appliances, and electronics, most of which contain hazardous substances that can harm human health. But the problem is especially acute in remote communities located far off the road system.
And that's where the struggle is, because from there we really need to take out a lot of the material, stuff that's legacy waste from years ago, but the transportation costs are just so expensive. It's very difficult to do that.
Doug Huntman directs the Green Star program. Members of his organization and its partners plan to find out exactly how expensive and difficult that is when they visit those communities this summer to plan cleanups next year. Dave Cannon is the solid waste coordinator with Aniak-based Kuskokwim River Watershed Council.
In some villages, we have white waste, things like refrigerators, freezers, but batteries is probably boat and automotive batteries the biggest concern we have.
Cannon says the so-called legacy waste must be drained of hazardous wastes and other such substances, then loaded onto a barge and taken to Anchorage. It's a logistically challenging and costly endeavor, even more so because, Cannon says, it's not known how much of the stuff is out there, and in some communities it's mixed in with other unknown substances.
There's a myriad of, drums with who knows what materials in them.
Cannon says hazardous substances won't be removed during this initial cleanup, but he says organizers will list them on an inventory they're putting together. But another cleanup effort that's been underway for a couple of years now is mainly focused on removing hazardous materials from remote and rural communities, mainly along the Yukon River. It's being done by the Solid Waste Alaska Task Force, or SWAT.
Their goal and mission is to create a sustainable way to manage waste in rural communities.
Becca Brado is executive director of Green Star of Interior of Alaska. She says the Fairbanks-based recycling center is working with SWAT to help smaller communities backhaul electronic waste to recycling companies in Anchorage or even Seattle.
So Green Star is hoping to serve as a regional hub for interior villages and communities that don't have direct access.
Brado says Green Star is looking for funding to launch an outreach program to promote recycling in more than 60 communities in the Yukon River watershed. She says the program's critically needed because the region lacks adequate landfills or storage facilities. So much of the e-waste generated in those communities is smashed or dumped outdoors. And that causes hazardous substances in the electronics to seep into soil and groundwater. Studies show many of those substances, such as heavy metals, make their way up the food chain to the people in the region who depend on fish and wildlife for subsistence.
With exposure to heavy metals like mercury and lead and other toxic chemicals, especially in children, their IQ is actually lowered.
Another expert, Lynn Zender, says the chances of exposure to contaminants are even higher when materials are burned, a common practice in communities without landfills.
Those contaminants can be inhaled, and that's quite dangerous.
Zender is a member of the SWAT Executive Committee and head of an Anchorage environmental consulting firm, and she says there's growing awareness on the need for better solid and hazardous waste disposal in villages. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.